This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
You know, you got that buddy that just curses for the sake of cursing?
Yeah.
And even after you're watching a football game, you know, while looking at dirty magazines, after a while you just look at him and go, Bob, enough. Come on.
My All friend right. Bob, he's got a real bad mouth Bob.
All right.
Class is in.
Rock School, and we are back from spring break. I'm actually wearing a tie once again because I have to teach the young minds of tomorrow. How was your spring break?
Where'd you go?
I went on a boat.
You didn't tell me you were going on a boat?
I don't tell anybody. You're not supposed to post it on Facebook either. Hey, everybody out there who's somewhat nefarious, feel free to crawl through the open windows on my house, otherwise known as, I'm going on vacation, all Facebook fans.
But you didn't tell me you were going anywhere. I stayed home.
I don't want you to crawl through the windows on my house. No, I did. I got on a boat. I went to Key West. I went to the Bahamas. And other than that, I stayed on the boat and ate well-prepared meals.
Well, that's why you have a little whiteness right there above the eyes.
A little bit of a zinc still on the nose.
A little tan line on the Buddy Holly frames.
I read two books while I was on the boat.
Why?
I read the Sammy. What do you mean, why? Because when you read all the words together, they make pictures in your head. I read the Sammy Hagar biography, which I think I read in two sittings. And then I read the Keith Richards book, Life.
Wow.
Great. Both of them great. However, you want to know something that's going to make you happy?
What's that?
We're recording this show today, Monday, May the 2nd. You know what comes out tomorrow, May the 3rd?
No.
The Steven Tyler autobiography, Does the Noise in My Head Bother You?
Ooh!
That comes out tomorrow. I've already pre-ordered it on Amazon. You want to borrow it when I'm done with it? If you could stop shoving Pop-Tarts into your mouth, you could announce and say, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Speaking of Joe, I'm Joe Burns. I am a professor here in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Oh, and by the way, get the Sammy Hagar one. I know it's short, it's quick, it's Van Halen, but I tell you what, still well worth the 4 or 5 hours it'll take you to read it. What's your name over there?
Chad P.
Had to give him a little more time to swallow the chocolate Pop-Tart.
I'm good. I'm a professional.
Now, here we are. You know, rap music loves to mention other rap artists, and they love to do something called dissing other artists, where they make fun of them. I know there's something really great about a 46-year-old doughy goofball like me using weird lingo.
How do you say the diss?
The diss. Yeah, how do they perform the diss?
Right.
Are there any rock songs where rock artists slam on other people?
Yeah, I can name you one right now.
Oh, I can name you about 14 of them.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because
I have them right here in front of
but
me.
But I don't have notes. I can name one.
I can name a whole bunch of them. I'm going to start, since I did the Sammy Hagar book, this is where I actually came up with the topic.
Okay.
Sammy Hagar was with Van Halen, and I really like the Dave stuff.
Right.
I like the first albums with Van Halen a whole lot more than I like Sammy Hagar. I don't dislike the Sammy Hagar Van Halen stuff. I just like the Dave stuff better.
Sure.
I'm a Sammy Hagar fan when he's doing his solo stuff. I do like the stuff he did with Van Halen. However, the Van Halen brothers really messed him over because they basically strung him along. They kicked him out of the group. They brought him back. They kicked him out of the group. And then they basically said to him, we don't want to be with you anymore. And they brought David Lee Roth back to record some songs for a greatest hits album.
Yeah.
Well, Sammy didn't take too well to that. So when he finally split Van Halen, he recorded some solo albums. And he recorded a song that dissed Van Halen called Little White Lies.
Oh, I know that song.
1997. So this will start it off as we do an hour of rock diss songs. Here you go. Hagar, Little White Lies, Rock School.
Little White Lies been around for years. Little white lies ringing in your ears. You turn around, come around back on you.
All right, this is Rock School.
Hey, yeah. Little White Lies, come back to haunt you, man.
Love it. Have you ever seen the video for it?
No, no.
It ends with what looks like the Van Halen brothers and Michael Anthony shown from the back.
Uh-huh.
And then it always has in the video what looks like the truth and then the actual truth.
Uh-huh.
Well, it shows what looks like the Van Halen brothers at a press conference being shown from the back, and then Hagar turns around with a zipper across his mouth. It ends pretty well. Okay. By the way, you were going to say you had a song that was a diss song?
Oh, yeah, I immediately thought of Hotel California when they throw a little stab at Steely Dan.
Oh, stab it with their steely knives, mm-hmm. but they just can't kill the beast?
Yes, sir.
I have so many songs here that are diss songs that are explicit, if you will.
Oh.
Lots of cursing.
Uh-huh.
But I went in, and to save you some time...
Thank you.
I went in, and I took care of the curse words.
I'm glad to know that you did more than just read on your vacation.
Now, what we try to do here is make the curse words as least intrusive. We just turn them around.
Correct.
We go in, cut at the beginning of the F, at the end of the K.
Uh-huh.
We put another K, and then just turn it around.
Cough.
Right? Right. Mm-hmm. Cough. Right.
Tish.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What I did, just to show you how much curse words are in a lot of these songs, is I did a 600 hertz beep.
Whoop, beep.
One of those things, right? So I left it in. I wanted to make sure every curse word was well known.
Uh-huh.
This is the Sex Pistols and a song called New York. They're making fun of the New York Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the thing. A lot of people think that punk begun with the movement out of the UK.
Yeah.
It didn't.
No.
Punk actually is well more nuanced than this,
mm-hmm.
than what you see, you know, anarchy, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Punk actually started out in New York City, and some people think it started in other places, but it started long before what came out of the UK. Well, the Sex Pistols disliked a band that they were almost always compared to called the New York Dolls.
Right.
Dolls were out of New York City. They also were always linked with the New York Dolls because they, the Sex Pistols, were helmed up by Malcolm McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
So were the New York Dolls.
Mm.
Well, the Dolls basically threw barbs at the Sex Pistols. The Sex Pistols threw barbs back at the Dolls. On this song, New York, which was on the Sex Pistols' kickoff album, their debut album, the song New York makes fun of the Dolls from the fact that apparently their live shows were terrible and the fact that they were very popular in Japan, but not in the U.S. And all they do is basically curse at them and call them, well, names that say that they dress like girls for certain reasons.
Oh,
listen to all the beeps. Rock diss songs. Here you go. Sex Pistols. New York. Rock School. Rock diss songs.
God.
Yeah.
They're like Morse code. Beep, beep,
beep, beep. Save our ship.
Right.
You like Guns N' Roses?
I do.
Axl does not take well to people talking badly about him.
No, that's why him and Kurt Cobain never got along.
Yeah, well, he doesn't get along well with the people of Metallica either.
Oh, I bet this stems back to that episode where Hetfield got burned.
As a matter of fact, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of backwards, though. Apparently, they released a song called Double Talk and Jive.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 91.
Yeah.
Goes out on tour with Metallica in 92.
Yes.
And then on the tour following that tour with Metallica, apparently Axl performs it and dedicates it to the guys in Metallica. So it's kind of a backwards thing where
right.
it's actually a diss song, but it gets used later
mm-hmm.
on. Here's
mm-hmm.
the story. Guns N' Roses and Metallica tour together in 1992.
Yes.
And, you know, this is like a match made in headbanger heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So
Guns and Metallica. I remember my uncle went to the show.
It doesn't go well.
No.
Apparently, Metallica goes out and puts on monstrous shows. Guns, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the night, either it was, you know, a religious experience or not so wonderful.
No, I heard it was pretty consistent because my uncle, again, he went to the show and he said Metallica blew them out of the water.
That's too... Who opened? Do you know?
Oh, I don't remember.
In the Montreal show, it had to be Metallica.
Because Guns hadn't gone on yet.
Right, because Guns N' Roses were supposed to save the show.
Right.
They asked them
to go on early, and
right.
They wouldn't.
In Metallica, or in that Montreal show, Metallica, it, like you said, it happened that Hetfield gets too close to a piece of pyrotechnic,
mm-hmm.
and poof,
boom,
in his right arm, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It burns it, and they have to leave the stage.
Right.
And they say to Guns N' Roses, save the show, guys. Go on. And I believe Axl goes on and says, my throat just isn't in it tonight. They perform, what, two songs,
something
three
like
songs,
that, yeah.
and split.
Mm-hmm.
And in Montreal, they riot.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be pretty bad for Canadian guys to riot. So they go kaboom, they riot. When it's all over,
right.
Axl is really upset that the people from Metallica are talking behind his back. So on the next Guns N' Roses tour, they perform the song Double Talk and Jive, this profane slap at backstabbing former friends. He dedicates it to Lars Ulrich the whole way through their next world tour.
Mm-hmm.
So he uses it as a slap. So here is Double Talk and Jive. And again, listen for all the beeps.
Oh,
and I'm sure in concert, he really chewed on a couple of these words.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's Guns right here, Rock School. You ever actually tried to clean up a song and you gave up after a while because there was too many curse words?
Yeah, I did.
I did that.
I wanted to play a Limp Bizkit song on the air one time.
Oh, perfect. Same group. Same group.
Speaking of people that have beef with everyone, Axl Rose, Fred Durst.
Oh, in 2000, Limp Bizkit releases a song called Hot Dog.
Oh, that's it?
Is that the song?
Yes!
Perfect.
Yes, it is.
Great minds think alike.
I tried to clean that song up. I gave up after 45 seconds.
Do you know the story behind it?
No, I just know that it has... He actually makes a reference to how many...
Right.
F-bombs he drops.
Right.
In the song.
After I had inserted, you know, it's digital, so inserting the beep is nothing but click, 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 and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Click, click, click,
click, click,
click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click. I have better things to do with my existence here.
Ugh.
Trent Reznor, apparently the guy behind Nine Inch Nails,
yeah,
went after the lead singer, Fred Durst, in a Rolling Stone magazine interview, I assume.
Sure.
And made some kind of a negative comment about their music.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the attack back.
Wow.
So we're not going to play it, obviously, because there aren't enough beeps to apparently stop this whole thing. So if you guys want to hear it, go download it. Just make sure you get the explicit version.
And
is
listen
there anything
to it.
But an explicit version?
No, there is an edited version. Listen to this.
What is it, about 9 seconds?
No. I bought it on cassette at Walmart.
Oh, well,
they,
there you go.
They sold the edited version. It came without the track.
Well,
they just completely took the track out.
Well, go grab the track, but if cursing bothers you, I don't think you can get into heaven.
Yeah, turn your speakers down if you're listening to it at the office.
Make sure, not safe for office.
He says in there, if I say two more times, that's 46 in this up rhyme.
Wow.
He says that.
Okay, you win. You're the nasty kid on the block. You win. Hello, WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, where everyone gets along. No dissing involved.
No concerns right there.
No cursing.
When we get back, we'll start with the first of three attacks on Courtney Love that I brought. Three, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, please be our friend on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show. We'd love for you to be. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right. We just listened to the second song that Chad attempted to clean up but finally gave up. It was by Buck Cherry, right?
Yep.
Was that the name of the group?
Yep.
We listened to, about 40 seconds of it?
Mm-hmm.
He must have cursed 18, 20 times in it.
Your eyes got as big as tires.
Well, he never gave up. I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination, and I've been known to drop an F-bomb now and again. He was insane after a while. You know, you got that buddy that just curses for the sake of cursing?
Yeah.
And even after you're watching a football game, while looking at dirty magazines, after a while you just look at him and go, Bob, enough. Bob. Come on.
My All friend right. Bob, he's got a real bad mouth. Bad mouth Bob.
All right, Courtney Love. Foo Fighters. We'll start with Foo Fighters.
So easy of a target.
Now, well, this one she brought on herself.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, while Nirvana was still Nirvana, Dave Grohl and Courtney Love were not exactly the bestest of buddies.
Ah.
After the death of Kurt Cobain,
right.
apparently civility just went right out the window between the two of them.
Okay.
She started posting long, rambling messages on the internet about how Grohl was just this horrible guy, didn't come to see him, Cobain, mm-hmm. after his first suicide attempt. And apparently this just went on and on and on.
He's taking shots at Grohl.
Oh, sure. And Grohl finally had had enough. And on one of his solo albums back in 1995, he created the song I'll Stick Around,
mm-hmm.
where he starts screaming over this huge, blistering drum attack. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you anything. I listened and listened and listened to it. I don't hear any curse words in it. Mm-hmm. There's no curse words when I look up the lyrics on the internet. So cross your fingers. Here we go.
Oh,
I'll Stick Around. Here's a Foo Fighters, Rock School. There you go, Dave Grohl and his little attack on Courtney Love.
Hmm.
We have just 3 minutes to the bottom of the hour, and I have a 3-minute and 15-second song. It's by Pink. It's called So What.
I love that song.
So do I.
I'm going to get in a fight.
Yeah, that's right.
Not me personally. Right. Right.
This one is given over to her husband, Kerry Hart. I think it's Kerry Hart. He's an extreme X Games type guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't do real well in their marriage. I think they're still married now, but they had a real bad space in there. He's even in the video where she's yelling at him and such.
Oh, I know who she disses in this song.
Who's that?
Jessica Simpson.
That's right. She nails him. She yells at her husband. So she's pretty much throwing bombs just about everywhere she can. One good curse word, and I made a big, nice, loud bleep in it. So what? I'm still a rock star. Rock school. So what?
Zach, you ever listen to that song and want to go pick a fight with someone?
Don't punch me. You know, I'm a touch bigger than you, but you're much younger than I am.
No, I thought about it one time. Like, no, you know, they probably... No.
Oh.
They probably don't have parties like that in jail.
Yeah, probably not.
When you go there for starting a fight.
Welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
We're going to do 7 days and 70 seconds. Come out of it with something that got underway because Richard Nixon got elected.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This is Monday, May 2nd through Sunday, May 8th. The 7 days and 70 seconds little section of the Rock Tool Radio Show. Chad has Monday. Go.
May 2nd, back in 1967, the Beach Boys announced that they were abandoning their album project, Smile.
It was also called Dumb Angel.
Was it?
Two little names for it, Dumb Angel and Smile. Tuesday, May 3rd, 5 years ago, four members of rapper T.I.'s entourage are shot and one dies in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's always Ohio. Following an altercation, an after-hours party at the city's Club Ritz.
Glad you got out of there, man. It's dangerous.
It is, up in Ohio.
May 4th in 1964, the band The Moody Blues officially formed.
Thursday, May 5th, 35 years ago, Paul McCartney performs in the U.S. for the first time in 10 years when the Wings Over America tour opens up in Fort Worth, Texas.
Friday, May 6th, back in 1991, Georgia courts rule in Ozzy's favor when he is sued by a couple who claimed that their son was inspired to attempt suicide by his music.
That's too bad. Saturday, May 7th, 1977, Olivia Newton-John makes her U.S. debut at the Metropolitan Opera House. It's not bad to start there. Sunday, May 8th, 1988, the Prince album, Love Sexy, debuts but is widely banned because he's naked on the cover.
Boy, okay. you're being so silly today.
I am just kind of, I'm back. I'm rested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tanned. I got zinc on my nose. Neil Young was really upset at what he saw, at least, as the South, the American South's ongoing racism. And he believed the complicity in Richard Nixon's landslide reelection for the American presidency in 1972. So he creates a song called Southern Man.
Okay.
Okay, where he really sort of takes a shot at Southern men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
Well.
Ronnie Van Zant, who happens to be the lead singer of the group,
Lynyrd Skynyrd,
does not find this funny at all. You generalizing jerk, you, he says.
What did he do about it?
He writes a song called Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, they do have that line in there, huh?
And he writes, right before the chorus, I hope Neil Young will remember.
A Southern man.
Don't need him around anyhow.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Now, it becomes sort of a rallying cry, and Neil Young and Van Zant actually respect each other, and many times afterwards, Van Zant is shown performing in a Neil Young t-shirt, but never rewrites the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
never changes them, and no, Van Zant was not buried in a Neil Young t-shirt, not with a good Southern mother. Period. Here you go. Sweet Home Alabama. Rock School. All right, this is Rock School as we talk about rock diss songs.
I'm having fun with this topic.
Not bad.
I'd love
to
see how people can get creative with their artwork.
Let me give you one that we won't play because I didn't take the time to do it. Have you ever heard of the song Professional Widow by Tori Amos?
No.
Okay. It's another shot at Courtney Love. She refers to her as Star Blanker, just like my daddy.
Ooh. Ooh.
As in she goes around and gets other stars to have. Apparently, Tori Amos was with Trent Reznor for a while, and the fine young actor at the time, Courtney Love, decided she would like to be with Trent Reznor and used her womanly wiles to get rid of the relationship with Tori Amos. And so Tori wrote that song. John Lennon.
Oh, not peaceful, loving John Lennon.
No.
He didn't take a shot at anybody.
And,
right.
You know, in bed in for peace and grows his hair. Oh, yeah. Well, apparently, you got to wonder if he was attacking or if he was retaliating because apparently after the breakup, he and Paul McCartney were really kind of not friends and it just didn't go real well for a while. Apparently they reconciled enough that they could have little get-togethers now and again.
They could coexist.
Yeah, but they weren't really like they were beforehand. Mm-hmm. Apparently McCartney shot first. He said a few things about he and his wife, John Lennon and his wife, in the song Too Many People from the opening track of his album Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lennon got upset at that and wrote the song How Do You Sleep from 1971. And it's got a couple lines in it, like those freaks were right when they said you was dead.
Ooh.
As in the whole Paul McCartney is dead thing.
Wow.
And the only thing you done was yesterday.
Wow.
So, there's a few shots in there. There are. Here's John Lennon and the whole song, How Do You Sleep? Rock School.
1, 2, 3, 4. So Sergeant Pepper took you by surprise. You better see right
Time for our second break here on Rock School. Are you familiar with the song by Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way?
Yes.
Yeah, 1977 it came out. It seems here when Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined up with Fleetwood Mac in 75, it basically turned this blues band into this hit-making machine.
Mm-hmm.
Go Your Own Way, women sort of take it as, you know, empowering song, empowerment song,
right.
Tell him to get lost, kick him to the curb. In reality, the song is Buckingham expressing his anger at this whole situation between he and Stevie Nicks.
Really?
He's kissing her off. If you listen to the lyrics and sort of read into them a little bit, he apparently is saying that Nicks was primarily interested in packing up and shacking up. As in getting away from him. Well, we listen to the lyrics.
Wow.
Those are taken right from it. So apparently the song is taking a shot at her. So if you listen to it and taking it as an empowerment song, It actually means just about the opposite. It's talking from the guy's point of view. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hi, KLSU 91.1 FM in Baton Rouge. Thanks so much for running the Rock School Radio Show.
Going to take a break. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that Steven Tyler has got a book coming out, well, tomorrow for us, but sometime this week, May 3rd. Does the noise in my head bother you? Well, the noise out of the radio might bother you a little bit because we're going to play them next. Aerosmith coming up in a minute. Rock School. Okay, I said I had three songs where people were making fun of Courtney Love.
Only three?
Yeah, I did two already. Yeah. The third one is again from the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. It's called Stacked Actors from 1999. Apparently.
Oh, it's, I get it.
Yeah. Apparently, it's him just once again attacking. It says see through, but what do you know? You're just another aging drag queen.
Wow.
That's what he says to her.
Can't get any more blunt than that.
Apparently, it takes a lot of money to look that good. Motley Crue was going along on a tour with the fine people from Aerosmith. And apparently Vince Neil said, dude,
a lot.
A lot, to the point where it drove the people of Aerosmith up a tree. Okay, dude. Dude looks like a lady. Mm-hmm. Where'd the lady come from?
He had long hair.
There was an inside joke that they all looked like the players from Poison, and the people from Poison, apparently in the eyes of Aerosmith, were as pretty as girls. So Dude Looks Like a Lady is a shot at not only Vince Neil, but a shot at Motley Crue, and a shot at Poison.
Awesome.
What the hey? Might as well nail them all in one shot.
There you go.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Multitask.
There you go. Rock School. We pretty much hit every song I brought along, except Carly Simon, You're So Vain from 72, but we don't really know who that's about, so we'll skip it.
Let's get to probably the most famous one.
Yeah, Alanis Morissette, you want to know. Now, here are the people that some people think it might be. Mike Peluso, he's a hockey player.
No.
Friends star Matt LeBlanc.
No,
Matt LeBlanc. And flabbergastingly a consensus stating it was the third coolest actor on the show behind John Stamos and Bob Saget, which
Dave
was
Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
Cut it out,
hey,
Doc.
Cut it out.
I can't stand him.
Dave Coulier? Really?
Hey. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Apparently not. Apparently Dave Coulier is much more an actor than I expected he would be. Apparently he's a real player.
Yeah, he's a player.
Yeah, apparently. So here's Alanis Morissette letting it all out. This is from Jagged Little Pill, the song that introduced us to apparently the angriest woman from north of the border.
Mm-hmm.
Listen for the beeps because she. Whew,
yep.
Wow.
She lets him have it.
Out. I remember my wife popping this in the CD player and said, "Have you heard this woman?" "No, I'll take a listen."
Scary.
Sit in the back seat if you don't mind. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed. I know the version of me.